Welcome to Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size. Snack size snippets from the main podcast, all about food, medicine, lifestyle, and how to improve your health today. Today's Snack Size Doctor's Kitchen podcast is all about eating for PCOS. I sat down with Dr. Anita Mitra on episode 10, and we chatted about the use of low carb for PCOS, ketogenic diets, quality carbohydrates, and a lot more. I've also chatted about PCOS at length on episode 195 for those of you looking for more tips and education on the science of why people suffer with the condition. It's a fascinating area that touches nutritional medicine, women's health, and of course, metabolic health. And with rising rates of PCOS, it is definitely something that a lot more people should be aware of. Before we get started, here is a quick word from the people who make this podcast possible.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's a lot of talk of particular dietary strategies to improve the risks or improve the symptoms immediately of PCOS, low carbing. That's one thing that I've certainly heard a lot about.
I have to say that I don't think that there's one particular way. It's what's going to work for you as an individual, and it's trial and error. But I have a few suggestions, of course.
Yeah.
So I think, I get really disheartened when I have young women coming to me and they say, my GP told me to lose weight.
Yes, I think that is a bugbear of a lot of us in this, yeah.
And I find it really hard because obviously, you know, I'm quite small. I'm 5'1¾ on a good day. That 3/4 is very important, Ruby. Don't rob me of that. And I'm a size 8. But I didn't always used to be. And that's another thing that I always tell patients. You know, I've worked hard to, maintain a healthy lifestyle, and they can do it too. I like to give my little motivational spiel. But when I say to them, I always start by saying, look, we need to talk about how you can improve your health through the way that you eat and the way that you move. But the first thing I will say is, I'm not going to tell you to lose weight. And they all suddenly, like, you know, they look at me and think, oh, okay. And I feel that they suddenly become a lot more engaged.
Yes.
And that's the most important thing. First of all, you've got to engage your audience. I'd like to think it's music to their ears, because it's just soul destroying to be told you need to lose weight.
And I don't think it's very helpful either, because I think everyone across the country, everyone says to themselves, I need to lose weight, I need to lose weight. It doesn't give them any idea about how or what an ideal weight for them is. And actually, when you focus the conversation around being well, that's actually when you get a lot more engagement. And that's actually where you can have a lot more benefit.
Absolutely. And so, you know, if you go online, there's something called the PCOS diet, and it just irritates me because it's not. It's about eating for a healthy lifestyle, which as a side effect will help your PCOS. So there is a lot of talk about low carb diets. And for me, I don't like the term low carb. I think it just ultimately to me says food fad. And I think a lot of girls that I see these days are scared of carbohydrates. I have girls coming to see me in clinic, and as soon as I start talking about their diet, they immediately think I'm going to say no carbs. A lot of patients ask me as well, what do you eat for lunch, for example? And when I say, you know, I'll have chicken with some vegetables and then rice, they're like, oh, she eats carbohydrates. And honestly, they're shocked because there is such a fear of carbs these days. And I've been through that too, from looking at social media. A few years ago, I was completely terrified of carbs. Social media told me I was not supposed to eat carbohydrates if I wanted to be lean. So, you know, it's all about the quality of your carbohydrates, though. That's something I always talk to patients about. There's awful diets online where they say eat 20 grams of carbohydrates. Well, you could have 20 grams of carbohydrates that's actually, you know, a bowl of porridge oats. And that's much better than having a piece of cake, for example, that is your 20 grams of carbohydrates.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. I think there's a lot of miscommunication there. And I think also it's not just the social media generation. I have patients in general practice who are in their 50s, 60s, and they've suggested to me that they're going on a healthier lifestyle by cutting out all the carbohydrates. So it's really filtering across the board that cutting out carbohydrates is somehow equates to a healthier lifestyle, which is not necessarily the case for a lot of people.
We've been told over the last few years. So there is actually a little bit of evidence to suggest that the ketogenic diet is actually good for people with PCOS. So the ketogenic diet is where you put yourself in this slightly unnatural state of ketosis. Well, it's not an unnatural state. It's something that your body does go through, but it's not something that you're supposed to be in all the time.
24/7, yeah, like a lot of people.
Exactly. So it's based on having a lot of protein, a lot of fat, and then it's quite restrictive in terms of what you can have in terms of carbohydrates.
It's basically where you flip your body's main energy consumption from carbohydrate sources to fat.
There is evidence to suggest that it can help insulin resistance. So as I mentioned at the start, that's something that's a problem for a lot of women with PCOS. But is it something that's sustainable? Because if you're on a ketogenic diet, are you going to stick to that? If you can, that's absolutely fine. But for a lot of people, that's going to be very, very restrictive. For me, it's not something that I would like to do because, I mean, you and I have a shared love of colourful vegetables,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah.
And you won't be able to eat all those things. And for me, the ketogenic diet misses out a lot of things that I really enjoy in my diet. And I worry slightly about the fact that it's quite a low residue diet. You're not getting a lot of fibre as well.
I think that's probably the prime concern for me, certainly, is when people go on ketogenic diets, I don't mind. You know, if you want to try something and you find that it's been beneficial for you, do it safely and do it with the supervision of a health professional. As a long-term strategy, when you're removing that much fiber, and from what we know about the importance of the microbiome, the population of microbes living around our body, largely centered in our gut, it's not going to be a good thing, reducing their food source, essentially. And also there's the side effects of going on a ketogenic diet, which include bad breath, nausea, constipation, and the fact that it's pretty difficult to live a normal way of living if you're constantly searching for fat and protein sources and trying to eliminate sources of carbohydrates, which include most vegetables.
Exactly. And that just kind of makes your life much more restrictive. And it means you have to think a lot more about food, which I think just generally kind of increases anxiety, for me at least. And the thing also I would say about fiber in women's health is that having a good poo is the way that your body gets rid of excess estrogen. And it's a massive problem. So most people in this country don't eat enough fiber, but we think we do because we have caffeine. So a lot of people, when they actually look at how much they're eating, they're not having enough fiber, but they're still going for a poo every day because they're having their coffee in the morning or lots of tea and things. But if you get constipated, you can actually get a buildup of estrogen in the body. And if you have PCOS, you naturally will be more estrogen dominant because of the fact you're not ovulating, not making progesterone. But this also applies to lots of gynecological disorders. So fibroids tend to be estrogen driven, endometriosis, and also can contribute to just things like PMS, so premenstrual syndrome. So it's really important to be helping your body to eliminate all the waste products by making sure that you're having a healthy poo every day.
Lots of fibre in your diet, absolutely.
Exactly. but then there's the Mediterranean diet, which we're both huge fans of.
Yes, absolutely.
And that also equally has been shown in a lot of populations to be very useful at preventing diabetes. So again, it can be helpful for insulin resistance and for people with PCOS. And there's actually been studies to show that the Mediterranean diet is much easier to stick to. Mm. And it's just, you know, it's much more applicable principle to life. It's something easier to do. You don't have to shun any particular food types.
Yeah, and I think like as a starting point for a lot of people, a Mediterranean way of eating is very appropriate, and it's very achievable as well. Really, what a Mediterranean way of eating is colours, lots of different sorts of fibres like beans, legumes, good sources of quality fats.
Fats are so important though as well, as you touched on it, because that's what our female hormones are made of, and lots of hormones in our body. So they're steroid hormones. They're made from cholesterol, which you get from good fats. So that's why it's really important for women to eat things like avocado, nuts, good healthy oils. And that's something that a lot of women are still quite scared of. I remember when I was tracking my diet all the time, I was terrified to eat avocados at that point because they're full of fat. But again, it's all about when you get a bit too obsessed with the details.
Exactly, yes.
You know, it can all become a bit too much, but you need to eat healthy fats. And also, I think that the low-fat diet that used to be quite popular a few years ago is also really not that healthy, particularly for people with PCOS, because if you're buying a low-fat alternative, it will tend to have much more sugar. You think that you're being healthy because you're not having fat, but then you're actually giving yourself tons of sugar, which you're then spiking your insulin, you're making testosterone, and you're going to ovulate.
I hope you enjoyed today's Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size. Remember, you can find the full-length episodes on the Doctor's Kitchen website at thedoctorskitchen.com. I'm Dr. Rupi. I will see you here next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.